Friends, this year should be a special schluss for everyone in Moretz Yishayichil. The Gemara increases on Daf Beis on the basis Minyan Lamali Amar Yechanan Shemasan Kulam Behelei Mechad Chayav Kol Achas VeAchas. The reason we have this minyan of 36 krisos is to tell us that if you did them all in one forgetting, then without knowing in between that you had been over b'shogeg on one of these krisos, one is Chayav Karban Al Kol Echad VeEchad Ayin Sham in the Gemara. So Hagoyin Reb Ayilei Malin Zechat Tzadik Levracha in his Chiddush Reb Ayilei asked the following question, and we're going to go in his derech. What is Rabbi Yechanan coming to teach us? That maybe he's coming to teach us that these are all different Shemos Isser. Each Kares has a different Shem Isser. Like we see later on in the Gemara, there's a Havamina that all Arayas are a Shem Isser Echad. So on that, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say that all Lamed Vav Krisus are Shemos Isser Mechulakim Him. They have a different Shem Isser, and therefore you have to bring a separate Chattis for each one. However, you can also say that he's coming to teach us the Iker Din, that if a person does all of these Averis Behele Mechad, he's Chayav Al Kol Echad VeEchad. Could be that he's coming to teach us they're all Shemos Isser Mechulakim, and it could be he's coming to teach us the Iker Din that you have to bring a separate Chattis for each one. And so it would appear from the Rambam. Let's see the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Dalet Mehilchos Shkagas Halacha Aleph. Ha'ose Averos Harbe Behele Mechad Chayev Chattis Al Kol Echad VeEchad. You do a lot of averus in one forgetting, you're chayav achatis for each one. Afilu asa ha'arbaim v'shalosh. The Rambam has not 36 but 43. We had a share about that already. Afilu asa ha'arbaim v'shalosh elu shemaninu behelei machas chayav mem gemul chatos. Even if he does the 43 that we mentioned in one helei, he's chayav 43 chatos. So we have to understand the kefal l'shono shel Rambam. First, the Rambam says osa averus harbe behelei mechad chayav chatis o kol achad v'echad. And then the Rambam says, Vaiter, even if you do all 43, you're chayav achatis hakol echad vechad. He's saying the same thing twice. It's redundant, it's repetitive, and it's repetitious. So l'chora, pshat in the Rambam is that first the Rambam is writing the Etzem Hadin, she'osa averus harbe, chayav kol achas v'achas. That if you do a lot of averus, you're chayav achatis for each one. Chayav kol achas ve'achas. That's the Etzem Din. That was the second suggestion we made in understanding Rabbi Yochanan. And then the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam says that even if you do all 43, Behalei Mechad, you're chayav 43 chatos, telling you that each one of the 43 has a different Shem Isser. And Bipshuto, that is all included in the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. A, the Etzem Din of Chiyuv Karban Chattis, Eirchayev Al Kol Echad VeEchad, and that they're Shemus Mechulakim. And they're two different things, meaning one follows from the other, but not necessarily. Maybe they're Shemus Mechulakim, and you won't be Chayev for whatever reason, whatever Svara. Helei Mechad, you're not going to be Chayev, Kamash Malan, no. Chayev Chattis, Kol Echad VeEchad. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling us both, and therefore the Rambam is Kofel Lashona. He doubles it up, and he tells us both Chedushim. One, that you're Chayev, a separate Chattis, and the other one, that they all have different Shemos Isser. However, we have to understand what the Chiddush is. In Malchus, it's a davar pashut that if a person does a lot of averus mishemus iser mechulakim of a different shemus iser, he gets Malchus on each one. And if so, why is chiyuv chattis different than chiyuv Malchus? But by chiyuv chattis, you would think not. We also have to understand, it's mevor that the ikar hachidish bezeh mishim shasim behelei mechad, because he did them all in one forgetting. L'chora, what is shayich helei mechad b'shemus iser mechulakim? What does it matter that there's one forgetting if they're different shemas isser, ma kesher being one avera to the next? The whole word is that they're shemas isser mechulakim. And what does helei mechad have to do with anything? Memela helei meyuchad, it's a separate helei on each isser. If they have different shemas isser. So it appears follows that in Maseches Shabbos of some chesam at Beis, it says tinok shenish b'lebein anochrim. If you have a Jewish baby that was taken captive among the Gentiles, v'asim lochas ha'ar b'initim la melochas, etc. And ochay v'alachatas achas. He's only chay of one chatas. He's only chay of one chatas if he did a lot of. If he did a lot of melachas. V'chay v'aladam achas, v'alachelav achas, etc. He's chay of one carbon for dam, for eating dam, and one for eating forbidden fat. Tosis dibor amaschel v'chayv writes, da'af agav de pshita he, of course. That on dam, dal kol hadam, she'ochel eno chayv el ha'achas, v'adin ken b'chol adam she'ochel b'shoigeg. Of course. If he ate it all the blood, he's going to be chayv only one carbon. Why would he be chayv two? Lo meri demayr filu k'shachan u'kamatan chuyim. It's talking about even when he ate them from different dishes. De'lari chayavin al kol tam chuyim filu behelim echad. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, Krisis tesvav amin beiz, if a person eats mizevach echad, he's over on Me'ila if they're coming from separate dishes, even though it's only one Zevach. So here also the Dam, you would think if he's Chayav on each dish a separate carbon, but a Tinok Shenishba is only going to be Chayav one carbon, even if it's separate Tanchuyim. We have to understand, since Tanchuyim are Mechalek, even if he ate them Behelim Echod, so why is the Tinok Shenishba different? So the answer is, says Rabbi Leib, that Cholok Din Helim Echod Eitzel Kol Adam Din Tinok Shenishba, there's a fundamental difference between the Din of Helim Echod by every person and the Din of Tinok Shenishba, that in the Iker Din of Helim Echod Sheinu Chayav Ela Achas, it would appear that even though there are really two Shkagas here, what happened? He thought this chela was really shuman. So ish chaticha is a shkaga b'fnei atzma. Nevertheless, even though each chaticha is a shkaga b'fnei atzma, nevertheless, it's a din mesuyam that through doing them all behelem echad, the helei mecha, the one forgetting, they're not knowing in between, is mitzarif them ka'achas. So, he ate a piece of fat, and he thought it was kosher fat, it was really forbidden fat. Then he ate another one. So there are really two shkagas here. Why is he bringing one carbon? Because the helei mecha, helei mecha, is mitzarif them, combines them, just like we find by Chiyuv Malkus. That he has to get hasra for every kizayis. In order that he should get Malkus on each one. Otherwise, if he eats all day, he's only chayv one Malkus. Ran explains in Dar Mitzayin Amar Aleph, this is because Hasros are Mechalek. That each hasra makes for a different malchus. Also, if a person's makabel nazirus, if he had kama v'kama zesim, it's called achila achas. Unless they gave him hasra, bein achila la'achila. And then it's considered that he was over each time. Otherwise, it's considered one achila. So too, Ayin Sham Naran Adar Mizan Ar Aleph. So too, in the din of Hele Mechod, it makes it like one Maisa, even though it's really two Shkagas. And there we say, the din of Tanchuy Mechalkin, and it's considered like two different Maisim. Meaning that the Chiluk Tanchuyim is effective to make it that it's not going to be a Tseiruf through the Helem Echad, meaning the Helem Echad is Mitzarev, and the Tanchuyim Mechulakim, the Chiluk Tanchuyim, the different dishes, break up that Helem Echad. The Helem Echad makes it into, it's Mitzarev into one Maisa, and the Chiluk Tanchuyim makes it into different Maisim. Ma she'en kein b'tinok she'nishba. He has a different din ha'alama. He doesn't machal know about the Torah. So there's no yisod at all for two chiyuvim. For him, it's only considered one shkaga. If we're talking about a regular person, so it's really two shkagos. So he knows the Torah. He just temporarily forgot. So the Hele Mechad is Mitzarev, the two shkagas, into one. But if there's Chiluk Tanchuyim, then it's broken back up into two. Hashem Kein, Kishimdubar, Be. Tinok Shenishba. He doesn't have a Yisod for two chiyuvim. What do you mean? He made two mistakes. For him, he doesn't have the whole Torah. There's no such thing as him by two mistakes. It's all one big mistake. He's missing out on the Torah. So it's one shkaga. And for him, Chiluk Tanchuyim makes no nafkamina. And therefore would appear that it says there in Shabbos that he's chayav al adam achas v'al achelev achas. It's a chiddush din. Because we could have said that by him, Shemus Isser Mechulakim isn't Mechalek. And we should be Mechayev him twice. We should be Mechayev him. That the Shemus Isser Mechalek, we should Chayev him once. We should Mechayev him on the Dam and the Chaylev together. Because he forgot the whole Torah. So for him, Sad and Darachadu, it's all one. He forgot this, he forgot that. He's not in the Parsha B'chalal of Torah. So you would think, therefore, that he's going to be chayev twice, that he's going to be chayev only once. So kamash malan that he's chayev in the chaylev and on the dam, he's chayev for each one individually. Shemo sister mechulakim shiny shekol echad shem iser bifnei atzmahu v'gam tinok shenishba chayev o kol achas ve'achas. So that's the difference between a tinok shenishba and a regular forgetter. A regular forgetter who is mischalif lo between chaylev and shuman. So he's b'atzim doing two asurim, two shkagas, and the Chiluk Tanchuyim would be mechalek. If he did it behelei mechad, the helei mechad is mitzarev, and then the Chiluk Tanchuyim is mechalek. When it comes to a tinok shenishba, he's not even in the parasha b'chlal, so therefore his eating twice is really only once. Elamai. Since he's b'chal not in the parsha, you would think if he ate chaylev and dam, he's only chayv once. Comes on there, no. When it comes to shemus iser mechulakim, even a tinuk shenishba is chayv twice. Well, if he's there, we could say that that's the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan and Ladas HaRambam. That he writes, Sha'osa veris harve behele mechot, chayav al kol achas ve'achas, is also talking about a helem, like a tinok shenishba, that it's considered one shkaga bi'ikara, and chiluk tanchuyim wouldn't help. Nevertheless, since they're shameless iser mechulakim, he's chayav al kol achas ve'achas. So first the Rambam is telling us a din like tinok shenishba, or maybe somebody b'chlal doesn't know the din of iser chaylev. So if he eats twice shuman, then the din would be that he has to bring if he doesn't know the din of that, and then he does another avera also, so he would have to bring a separate carbon for each one. Because if it was the same shame iser, then chilek tam chuyim wouldn't help. But since they're shameless iser mechulakim, he's chayav al kol achas ve'achas. So that's the Rambam tells us first, that ha'osa averos harbe behelem echad chayav chatas al kol achas ve'achas, that even if he doesn't know b'chlal of these asurim, whether it's a tinok shenishba or somebody similar to tinok shenishba, that he doesn't know these asurim, he's chayav al kol achas ve'achas. Why? Because chiluk tanchuyim wouldn't help to be mechalek, but since they're shameless iser mechulakim, he's chayav on each one. And then the Rambam continues and he says, afilu asa harbaim b'shalosh elu shemaninu behelem echas chayav mem gimel chatos. Now the Rambam is talking about all types of, even somebody who does know about the averos. So even somebody who does know about these averos and he just made a mistake, it was just nischale flow, heter for iser, he got them mixed up. So he's going to be chayav al kol achas v'achas, even if it's behele mechad, because there are different shemas iser. So maybe that's why the Rambam said a double lashon, to tell us the two types of helem echa that you're chayav kol achas v'achas, both the tinok shenishba type where you don't know at all, or you do know and you just got mixed up, but in either case you're going to be chayav in each one because they're different shemas iser. But then that's shver, because then the Rambam and the Reish is talking about a different case. The Rambam is talking about in the Seifa. The Reish is talking about where Meikaretz one helem. Because Bechlal doesn't know about these dinim. And in the Seifa it's talking where he does know about the dinim and he got mixed up. So to say the Rambam is talking about two different cases. In the Sefer, he's not talking about what he's talking about in the Reisha. It's mashman the Rambam is one case. Afilu asa. Right, not talking about a different person. And in the first case, it's a person who doesn't know b'chlal, and the second is talking about a person who does know. It's difficult to say in the Rambam. And therefore, it would appear that we can say, says Rabbi Leib, that why do we have to be taught that a person is chayav al kol achas ve'achas, a separate chatos, ma'ashen kein malchus, that it's pashut, that in every chi of malchus, when he does different shemos iser, he's going to get malchus for each one. Why do you have to tell us about chatos? Because yisod hadin, shekol dover shechayav enal zdono karis v'cheinam v'shikosu chatos, eino rak klal be'alma, da'alavei razu shebizdono karis yeshe v'shikosu chatos, that the foundation of the din, that anything for which Yerchayev al Zmezid Karis, Yerchayev al Shogei Khatas, is not just a general rule that on an Aveira that for Zodan you get Karis, for Shogei you get a Khatas. No. Rather, the Chiyuv Khatas is Be'emes B'Mokom HaKaris Atzmo. It's in place of the Karis. That's what the Khatas is for. The din of a chiyuv kares is that b'shogeg chayiv b'mkom ochatos v'lu yitzuyer shelo yelav chiyuv kares meizetam shehu. If for whatever reason a person wouldn't get kares, he wouldn't get a chatos either. It's all talui in the kares, because the chatos is instead of the kares. And it's kachas muchach mi pashis asugi in the second paragraph of Malkus, which I hope we get to in a future shir in this context. And I in Shabbos Samach Tesamar Aleph Riyo Ymer Kevon Shishagu Bekoris Half Bisha Hezi Belav Chayov Ayin Rashi Shekosav Sheoza Korban Al HaKoreis Hubo. So the carbon's coming for the Koreis. So it's Muchach that the carbon is for the Koreis itself. They're not two separate things. It's not in the Avera for which you get Koreis. You have to bring a Chattis. No. The Chattis is for is instead of the Koreis. So now we can say that Salka Daita Chamina She'osa Averos Harbe Behelem Echad. If a person does a lot of Averos in one forgetting, even though Mitzad Etzim Avera, they're different Shemos Isser. Nevertheless, since it's one Shem Kares, if so, even though you're Chayiv Kares on each one, nevertheless, you're only going to bring one carbon for all of them. Because it's Shem Kares Chadhu, and that's the Kamash Malan, that nevertheless, since they're Shem Osisir Mechulakim, that is what is Mechalek, and the person is Chayiv Chatas, I'll call Achas Ve'Achas. So you would think that Chatas is instead of Kares. And there's one Shem Kares, this guy is going to get this Onish Kares. So let him bring one Chatas to substitute for the one Kares. So yes, they're shameless Isser Mechulakim, but he is an Onish Kares. So he's instead of his Onish Kares, he's bringing one Chattas. Shem Kares Echad. And that's the Chiddush, that nevertheless, if they're shameless Mechulakim, he's bringing a carbon for each one. So I'm still not sure how that explains the Rambam. The Rambam says also Averos Harbe Behelem Echad Chayiv Chatas Kol Achas Ve'Achas, and then he seems to repeat himself. Afilu Asa Harboim B'Shalosh Elu Shemaninu Behelem Achas Chayiv Mem Gimul Chatos. So it's telling you that if you did all 43, you're chayiv for each one. Why? Because they're Shemus Mechulakim. These are the 43 that are mentioned that the Rambam enumerated. The Shemus Mechulakim, and therefore you're chayiv al kol achas ve'achas. You would think Shem Kares Echad Hu, Kamash Malan, they're not. But why the double Lashon? How does that fit into the Rambam? Not clear. But we do have some Yisodos in the Sugya, and we should be Zoche Lil Modu Lelamed Lishmar Balas L'Kayim is called the Reis Halma Torah Suvihava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.